in a minute.
I've got a question, some questions on the individual directive.
Can you just hold that for a little while? Oh, on the direction.
On the directive,
yes. The electors have been, but we've declared them.
You haven't asked for any questions on the election of directors.
Go ahead. I can tell you, if you want the votes, I can tell you.
Chairman, I have to say, you're running a slightly unusual AGM here. We have an agenda. The first of which is the election of five different directors. Now, normally, wouldn't you say, we're now dealing with the first director, I'm up for election, I'll hand over to a neutral chair because this concerns me. Are there any questions? Let's talk about the proxies and let's have a vote. Now, I know I'm from Australia and it might be different here, but isn't that a normal way to do it rather than to...
Yes, but if you
would
speak for 3 minutes, go ahead.
Well, I've got questions on some of the different directors who are up for election, and you're first on the ballot. So my first question for you, Chairman, is when were you last elected?
I imagine 3 years ago.
That's right. 3 years ago when we did the reincorporation as part of the vote, the shareholders elected the slate of directors, including Rupert.
But in the... You went for many, many years in Australia without a regular election. And when I asked you 2 years ago when you were last elected, you said you couldn't remember because you didn't have to be elected in Australia. Now, I don't ever recall you being elected at the annual meeting 3 years ago. As far as I'm concerned, I can't find any records of you ever being elected. Now, 2 years ago when I asked you, you said you didn't remember. Now you're saying it happened 3 years ago, which is right.
Can answer you that.
Why did Rupert say he had never been elected 2 years ago if you're saying he was elected 3 years ago?
I didn't say I'd never been elected. I said I didn't recall.
Right. And not only that, it didn't happen at an annual meeting. It happened as part of the special vote for the reincorporation.
So the whole board was re-elected as part of the move to America. But in regular AGM three-year terms, Chairman, when were you last elected?
At that time.
No.
I was regular for 3 years.
In regular AGM, have you ever been elected in regular AGMs? You've been CEO for 55 years of a publicly listed company. Have you ever been elected as a director?
Mr. Jacobs.
Or re-elected as a director?
Can you answer that, Mr. Jacobs?
I think I thought Mr. Jacobs said something.
Time of the reincorporation. At the time of the reincorporation, which occurred in November of 2004, if you look at page 87 of the information memorandum, you will see that each of the directors that were then serving as directors of the Australian company were elected in three different classes. Mr. Murdoch was part of a class one director that was to serve until the third annual meeting succeeding the reincorporation. 3 years did not elapse until this meeting date. So consequently, he was elected as part of the reincorporation procedure in November of 2004. This is the first annual meeting that is required to stand for election, and he has done so.
Thank you, Arthur. Now, we've established that Rupert was elected as a director when we reincorporated to America as part of the EGM. Now, my question, in the 55 years of annual general meetings of News Corporation, when were you last elected?
Mr. Maines, look, you know the corporation law in Australia. The managing director of an Australian corporation is not required to stand for election. Mr. Murdoch, through all those years, was the managing director of the News Corporation Limited, which was the name of the company at that time, and he was never required to stand for election. And you know that. Don't ask silly questions.
Arthur, it's not a silly question. The chairman of Australian companies are required to be elected. Every other Australian executive chairman of note, Kerry Packer, James Packer, David Clark, Macquarie Bank, Kerry Stokes, Channel 7, every billionaire, every prominent executive chairman in Australia is re-elected every 3 years. The exemption relates to chief executives only. When Rupert fired our former non-executive chairman in 1991, he became the executive chairman. At that point, he should have been re-elected every 3 years. And there is no other prominent executive chairman in Australia who hasn't. So my simple question is that he didn't do the right thing in Australia, and I'm simply asking a question of historical fact. Has Rupert ever been re-elected at an annual meeting of this company, whether it be News Limited up until 1979, or News Corporation since. So you've run
the commission. He just has been re-elected today.
All right, so I think from all this obfuscation, the answer is that the world's longest-serving chief executive, the most powerful businessman in the world, who's run News Corporation for 55 years, has never, ever been elected by shareholders. So we should all celebrate today. Today is history. Rupert's up for election, and congratulations. I think with your 32% of the shares, Chairman, you will get back. And I would simply say that I think you shouldn't have been so paranoid over the years to avoid elections. It's terrific that we finally are having an election. As you are probably the world's oldest and longest serving CEO of a major company, are you intending to serve a full 3-year term? At any point are you...
Absolutely.
At any point are you considering going non-executive, which is what Frank Lowy in Australia has just done. A number of prominent executive chairs, when they reach a certain age, often before they're 76, they go non-executive. Is that a model you've looked at?
It's not my intention, but it'll be up to the board.
Okay, all right. Now, normally I would then sit down and you'd move to the next resolution. Is that how it will work today? Or in terms of any questions, I mean, shareholders might have other questions. This is a moment of history, Chairman. You're up for election. It's amazing. It's unprecedented. And other shareholders might want to ask the world's most powerful man some questions. So I presume that's the way the meeting will work.
You're very flattering, but you've made your comments and you've had your time. All right?
Yes. On this resolution, I've got questions on some of the other director resolutions, so I'll hand back the mic and move to the next one.
No.